Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. On this Wednesday, it is clear to me that the FBI has become a political organization. Items. It has totally botched the Hunter Biden situation. It raided Donald Trump's home, but violated his rights by failing to secure a taint team to evaluate executive privilege and attorney-client privilege before the raid. And the Bureau cannot even find the person who leaked the abortion memo from Justice Samuel Alito in the Supreme Court. So with this resume, how can any American be confident that the FBI is an effective law enforcement and protection organization? Remember, the FBI is in sole charge of keeping us safe from violent criminals across state lines and from terrorists within the United States. So the FBI's image is done. At least half the country is suspicious of it. Its leader, Christopher Wray, inspires no confidence whatsoever. This is a terrible situation. We need an honest and effective FBI. Now this.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.